Good morning. High pressure overhead producing a cold start to the day, on average between 0 and 10 above throughout the region. Lots of sunshine expected for the first few hours this morning, but some high clouds already starting to move into western and central New York will arrive before long, and those clouds will only increase and thicken out ahead of the next low pressure wave, which is heading out of the southern plains and toward the Great Lakes. On this track, we'll pick up a southerly breeze, and temperatures will climb through the teens and into the middle and upper 20s by average by the end of the day. Light snow will break out through the middle and latter part of the afternoon, and will add up to an inch or so by dark, making the evening commute slower than usual. The snow overnight tonight will transition to some sleet and freezing rain, maybe even just some rain showers before ending overnight, as some spotty drizzle or even some freezing drizzle across the higher terrain. Most locations from I-90 point south will pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet before the changeover. North of I-90, and especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow will fall by the time it winds down late tonight. Temperatures will either hold in the 20s or even climb into the 30s during the overnight period as the system tracks off to our north and west. Tomorrow, a cold front will drag through the area with a few leftover rain or snow showers. It'll become breezy, but temperatures will still climb up toward the 40-degree mark. On Thursday, another wave of low pressure tracking through the Tennessee Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast will bring another wave of snow in our direction. The best chance for this snow on Thursday morning and early afternoon will be in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, although some of the fringe snow on the north side could reach as far north as I-90. Highs on Thursday will be in the mid-20s. High pressure will bring us sunshine on Friday, some clouds later in the day in the lower 20s before another weak disturbance pivots through on Saturday. So some snow showers possible to start the weekend, but highs will bounce back into the middle 30s, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll stay in the middle 30s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere ejecting out of the western United States will meet up with cold air east of the Rockies and produce a decent-sized storm over the next couple of days. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the Rocky Mountains. The San Juan Mountains in southern Colorado could pick up another 1 to 2 feet of snow from this storm, which will also increase the avalanche risk heading into the next couple of days. Meanwhile, out on the plains in advance of the storm, blizzard warnings have been issued for parts of eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota west of Minneapolis. While snowfall amounts will not be particularly impressive, on the order of about 2 to 5 inches, the winds will gust at times up to 50 miles per hour, causing considerable blowing and drifting of the snow and reduced visibility to a quarter mile or lower at times. In the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, and freezing rain advisories have been issued for snow and ice through midweek in locations such as Nashville, Memphis, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Louisville. If you have travel plans into or through these locations, it's best to call ahead. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 9 below zero, with a northwest wind at 68 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy skies and 49 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear and 8 degrees, the dew point 2, 76% relative humidity, and east wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.38 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Brooksville, Punta Gorda, Fort Myers, and Tampa, all in Florida, to a low of 17 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City snow developing this afternoon in the lower 30s, Boston increasing clouds with highs in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, snow changing to sleet, freezing rain, then rain with highs in the lower to middle 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 31 degrees, the low 21. The average temperature, 26, that's 4 degrees below normal. 0.2 inch of snowfall yesterday, for the month now 1.6 inches, that's 0.7 inches above normal. And 72.2 inches for the season, which is 24.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 64 set in 2002, and the record low 10 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening 5:47 p.m., 11 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Snow will develop by mid to late afternoon. Snow will change to some sleet and freezing drizzle after midnight tonight, temperatures holding in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with light snow developing late this afternoon, highs around 30. Snow changing to some sleet and freezing rain overnight tonight with rain showers toward morning with temperatures climbing into the 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with light snow developing late this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Snow changing to some sleet, freezing rain, and then rain showers overnight tonight with temperatures climbing into the 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with light snow developing this afternoon and highs in the upper 20s. Snow changing to some sleet and freezing rain, then rain showers overnight tonight with temperatures climbing into the 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with light snow developing this afternoon, highs in the upper 20s. Snow changing to some sleet, freezing rain overnight tonight, even just some rain showers as temperatures climb into the 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers, breezy, but relatively mild, around 40. Some snow in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England on Thursday, dry elsewhere in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds Friday in the lower 20s, light snow showers Saturday in the lower to mid-30s, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s on Sunday, and another chance of a few snow showers on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.